Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Soul Forever Radio Show. I am your host, D.L. Harris, where, of course, soul lives forever. Once again, as I said, I am your host, D.L. Harris, and welcome to the show. Soul Forever Radio is a division of the Soul Forever Clan that consists of Stephanie Campbell, James Newborn, Amanda Parker, Colton Thomas, and myself, D.L. Harris. We hope to bring you engaging discussions and enlightening topics about the artists and music that you love. If you wish to be a part of this show, you are more than welcome to call in at 347-838-9495. Again, the number is 347-838-9495. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special show for you this evening. And when I say we, I am talking about my very good friend and a good friend to you as well. Mrs. Amanda Parker. Amanda, are you there?
Yeah, where you at? How are you this morning?
I'm ready for, and ladies and gentlemen, forgive me, I am about to say a word that I have made up. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for epicosity. Because that is what you are in store for. This evening, we are going to celebrate two artists today. We're going to come at you with another top five list on two artists, except both of these artists have had birthdays in the last 2 days. Yesterday, because yesterday is now May 3rd, James Brown, who would have celebrated his 80th birthday. We're going to honor him with the top five list. And today, May 4th, would have been the 75th birthday for one legendary Tyrone Davis. So we are going to do a top five on both of those artists. What do you think about that, Amanda?
It sounds good to me. It sounds exciting. I'm sure we'll have a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm definitely sure we're going to have a lot of fun. Because, look, how can you not have a lot of fun when you're talking about Tyrone Davis and James Brown especially?
Absolutely.
How you can't, I don't know. So as Bobby Blueblane would say, well, let's get right down to the case. Also, let me also say before we actually get into it that the chat room to the show, chat room to the show is open. So you're more than welcome to join us in chat, and we hope that you do. All right, we are going to get right into this list because, again, James Brown's birthday was yesterday. We're going to honor him first by revealing our all-time James Brown top five favorite songs of all time. And with that said, again, my policy, ladies first. Amanda can start, but before she does, I want to let everybody know that this list was created with either one of us not knowing each other's list. So this will be a surprise to both of us. So having said that, Amanda, you have the floor.
All right. Number five for me, a song that I believe came out in 1956. I'm sure you'll correct me if I'm wrong. Please, please, please.
Again, you know, you really can't go wrong with a record as great as that. And since we're talking about epicosity, how epic is it that a song that is 2.5 minutes, 2 minutes of the song is three words, or one word said three times?
Hey, you're right.
Who else could get away with making a hit like that? Do you know?
Only James Brown.
Only James Brown. All right. My number five. It was a staple of Black Pride. It came out in 1968. Simply put, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Wonderful record that really jolted the youth of the civil rights movement of that era. And song basically did what it was intended to do, instill black pride.
All right. Number four for me. Ain't That a Groove?
Oh, boy. You know what? Here we go again, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just go ahead and say number four for me. Ain't That a Groove?
Wow.
Just, that's what I said. That's why I had to pull the Dan Brown laugh out on you. You know, Ain't That a Groove is just one of those seminal, it's not necessarily funky, but it is one of those just all around great records with, as the song says, a groove. And he asked the question, ain't that a groove? And, well, yeah, it's a groove. Let me just welcome a fellow member of the Soul Forever Clan, Stephanie Campbell, into the chat room.
Hi, Stephanie.
Welcome, Stephanie. Okay, she's going to call in so she can hear the show, because she can't hear from her computer. Not to go back into last week, but it's a shame. we'll call in, Stephanie. We'll be definitely glad for you to listen in. And if you want to, you can weigh in on what you think of these lists so far. All right. Number three for you.
Number three for me is, you know, it's bad the song is coming in at number three, I have to say. I mean, I feel guilty putting this song in at number three. It's definitely one of James Brown's greatest songs and one of the greatest songs of all time. Number three for me, it's A Man's 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 World.
Wow, well, I'm going to tell you something. You really don't have to feel bad. you really don't have to feel bad for making that song number three, because, believe it or not, that song isn't even on my list.
Wow.
I went to a different place with James, you know. I went to a different place.
That's the thing when we do these lists. We really, you know, whether we're doing it live on air or just in a normal conversation, we don't know where the other person is going. So it's, you know, part of what makes us who we are.
Absolutely. I don't know why I feel like singing something really happy. accentuate the positive, maybe. No, that really doesn't fit into the James Brown motif. We're into the James Brown mode. Number three for me. Now, there are certain songs that you play during certain parts of the year that there are just certain things that you have to play, a la Clyde McFadder at Christmas time with the Drifters, White Christmas.
Uh-huh.
You have to play that. You think that everybody knows that.
Uh-huh.
Not necessarily the case, as I found out over time. But
let me just say, with you saying that, so not to interrupt you, let me just say, with you saying that, I already know what your number three is. I'm not going to steal your thunder, but I just want you to know. I already wrote it down.
Thank you very much. Saves me from having to sing it. But this is one of those songs that you have to play during Christmas time. James Brown actually said in the song, "Never thought I'd be singing a song with water in my eyes." He didn't say tears. No, not James Brown. He said water. Having said that, number three Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto.
And tell him James Brown sent you.
Yes. Not only James Brown. Tell him Hank Ballard sent you. And he told you that the house party would cross out. That's another list altogether.
All right.
So that is number three for me. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto.
All right. Number two for me is actually my brother's favorite James Brown song. I talked to him a little bit before the show. Number two, King Heroin.
That is, you know, such a deep song with an excellent message. And, you know, it's just another example of James Brown, you know, just really doing his thing, trying to reach the youth of that time and doing it in a meaningful and successful way.
It's funny, when we were kids, we didn't know what heroin was, but we knew it was something bad.
Right.
Just by the way James Brown was singing that song. We knew it's funny when you're a kid and you hear a song, you just may not know the meaning of it,
mm-hmm.
but deep inside you have some type of understanding in a child's mind of which way this is going. So that was one of those songs for us.
You done reached down in your soul and figured out this wasn't something good.
I think you pulled your southern roots on this one. Or anyway, southern roots.
Yes, my southern roots. Lord have mercy. Number two for me is the biggest of epicness and epicosity that you could get. Because all I have to do, any true James Brown fan, and any fan of YouTube, I don't even have to say the rest of it. I can call the song by its name, and I will for the purpose of the list. But all I really have to say is, Alone From Night to Night, you'll find me. Exactly. So, having said Prison of Love, now for those who don't know the rest of the song because they can't get past that, Alone From Night to Night, you'll find me. Too weak to break these chains that bind me. I need those shackles, or as James would say, shackles, to remind me I'm just a prisoner. All right. I had to do that. That's James Brown.
Thank you.
All right.
Number one, Lost Someone. That's one of those early songs. As one of my friends said when he first heard James Brown sing that song, he said, wow, he is crooning his you-know-what off, you know, because he's just used to a different type of James Brown. But if anybody doesn't know that song, that's a song they should listen to, and you get a different James Brown with that one.
You know what? That is actually the perfect segue into my number one, because the reason this song is number one for me, or my number one, is because it is a different side of James Brown. And people always say, if you ever, well, this is what I tell them, if you ever really, really want to hear James Brown sing, then this is the song that I always point to, because he's really, really singing. He's enunciating. He's using diction, you know, with all these things. And that is number one for me, If I Ruled the World. And he does such a magnificent job on that. And I think that song gives him credence as a lead singer. Lord, as
right.
a singer. Well, I guess he was a lead singer, being with Famous Flames or what have you.
That's right.
I almost said, never mind. Man, it's just so easy to do.
Yes.
Exactly. And I probably will wind up doing that at some point before the show is over because I'm dealing with two Southern guys, one from Barnwell, South Carolina. And where's that other guy from? I will help you out.
Wait. You caught me off guard. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and segue into Tyrone Davis, I guess. And
Well, before we do that, don't you have a question to ask me about some publication?
That's right. Didn't James Brown have some type of publication or a magazine he was working on at one point?
Yes, he did. It was The Second Coming out of Augusta, Georgia. Joseph P. Young was the editor. James Brown, one of the advisors. The Second Coming. And I think that particular week he had Pope on the cover. And he had Williams Brothers on the cover. And I think next month it had Reverend Al Sharpton on the cover. The Second Coming. We ought to have Stephanie on the cover. Stephanie, where you at?
Oh.
Yes, it was The Second Coming. Okay, I'm good with that.
Thank you. I won't even be able to continue on this list. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, we got to get
you
to
YouTube people. That's all we can say.
Yes. James Brown, drunk interview. You'll understand everything we just talked about. Just having a little fun with James Brown because we can say nothing wrong.
moving on.
moving along.
The Windy City Wonder Boy,
yes.
Born in Greenville, Mississippi, my home.
There you go. Absolutely. And he was born today, May 4th, 1938, which would put him right there at 75 years. So,
yes, indeed.
We are going to honor this legend by doing our top five with him. And I'm going to ask Amanda, who do you think should start first?
I think you should start since I started with JB. You go ahead and you start with TD.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Number five. Let me. It's a shame you have to do this to your own self. Let me circle my list so I can actually read the right list. Because we do not want to have a repeat of last week. Number five. It is my list. Can You Feel It? Can You Feel It? Great record, up-tempo. Tyrone Davis did an excellent job on that. Why am I sounding like I'm still talking about The Second Coming? Tyrone Davis did an excellent job on this particular tune during the whole disco era. Great record.
All right. Number five for me, A Woman Needs Love. A Woman Needs to Be Loved. Goodness gracious. I am messing up like crazy here. So sorry about that.
You still have a ways to go to mess up like me.
Hey, you know what? That's what I get for laughing at you. Because I'm sitting here and I was still laughing. And I think
you know,
because
that's
I was still
all right. That's okay. You know why? I'm going to learn you
why?
Something. Teach you something, rather.
Thank you.
Because we're going to be around for a while. Oh,
yes.
My pleasure.
Yes, we will. All right. So let me correct myself. Number five, a woman needs to be loved.
All right. Great record. You know, TD showing a little bit of power on that record.
Right.
He came out on that record like gangbusters. Like, you know, for those who are used to the smooth, you know, romantic TD, it's a romantic message, but the delivery wasn't so romantic, but great record nonetheless. Number four. This is about as romantic as you can get. And that is In the Mood. Great record for TD, came out in 1980. And he enjoyed great success with it. Wonderful record.
Number four. Wait.
Hmm?
Did you do your number? What did you say your number five was? I totally didn't write it down.
My number five was Can You Feel It?
Okay. I did write it down. I'm crazy. This is my episode to be crazy on the show.
Yes.
I apologize.
You are me last week.
Number four for me.
Uh-huh.
We just gonna move on. I need a repeat. Number four, It's a Miracle.
All right. It's a Miracle. We're gonna get through the show. But no, It's a Miracle is a great record.
And that was
again,
one of those late 80s. What, 88?
Yeah. 87? Yeah. As soon as I heard it, you know, old enough to realize what it was, I think I looked for Sally for about 5 years.
Yeah.
You know. But
Sally, do you recognize me?
I was wrong, is what he told Sally. Make it up to you, because I done finally seen the light. He was talking to him. Number three?
Yeah.
Number three is just one of those great records. That strong monologue at the beginning of it, and just kind of a funk push throughout the whole record. And that is, I Had It All the Time.
Definitely a great song.
Absolutely.
Number three for me is a song that I actually remember when this particular song came out and when this album came out. I know one of your other favorites that we'll get to at some point was on this album as well. Number three for me, I'll Always Love You.
All right. Absolutely a great record. You know, and you know, just again, TD at his best. You know, just one of those great singers that can make you feel anything, you know, anytime he wants you to feel it. And TD definitely did it with that. Number two, this is one of those old Brunswick/Dakar labels. Leo Graham was a songwriter and producer. And it just had this really, really jazzy feel with the cool horns and everything. Basically, that Chicago stepper sound, you know, it's very famous in Chicago. While I'm talking about Chicago, big ups to my man. Shout out to James Newborn, fellow member of the Soul Forever Clan. Hope all is well with you, James, and I will get this show to you as soon as we finish. But number two for me, Is It Something That You've Got?
Okay.
So,
definitely a great song.
Absolutely.
Number two for me, a song, if you notice, when you said your number four, I was real quiet. Only because I couldn't say anything because I knew I was going to be naming the same song. So you gave it such a great introduction. No need for me to elaborate any further. Number two, In the Mood.
Absolutely. You know, I would, you know, quote some of those lyrics, but, you know, you never know who's listening. I'm not trying to get married.
And you're not trying to get my husband upset.
No. Hi, Ray. How you doing? My man, hope all is well with you. Have him, Ray. Oh, that might be. All right. Oh, man. And we are at number one. Yeah, moving right along. Number one for me, and number one for me is a very, very special, special song because, you know, for me it has an emotional attachment to my grandfather because we had some great times with this record. And it's the seminal Tyrone Davis classic. You know, all of the great hits that weren't mentioned, Turning Point, Turn Back the Hands of Time, Can I Change My Mind? This is the one, if you're a true Tyrone Davis fan, that, you know, is guaranteed to get the party started. Mom's Apple Pie.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
That is fantastic song. That's why I knew that was your favorite song. Even though I wasn't sure where everything else would fall, I knew that was your favorite. So when I referenced the song I'll Always Love You, I remember that song and Mom's Apple Pie being on that album of like 91 or so. And, you know, I was 6 or 7 years old. And, you know, I mean, Mom's Apple Pie was played on the radio, one of the local stations in Jackson, all the time. So definitely a great song.
Absolutely.
Number one for me, I Wish It Was Me. Every time I hear that song, I think everybody can put themselves in his shoes when he's saying, you know, just seeing this other guy making her so happy and just how happy she is with him and just wishing it was him that could be that person. And so when you can put yourself in the singer's shoes and have felt those emotions, you know, that's why that's number one for me.
I have put myself in his shoes in that song more times than I care to remember. So many times it really should be on my list. That's a topic of a whole other show. That's not even a Soul Fam radio show. Anyway, that is a great, great record. And, you know, if you're talking about TD, then you have to say it the correct way. I wished it was me. So being that we're under the gun here, we're going to just recap these lists that we've made. I'm going to read, Amanda's going to read both of our top five for each artist.
All right. I'll recap it real fast.
James Brown. Okay.
For James Brown, my number five, Please, Please, Please. Number four, Ain't That a Groove. Number three, It's a Man's, Man's, Man's World. Number two, King Heroin. Number one, Lost Someone. And TL's top five for James Brown was Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud was number five. Number four, Ain't That a Groove. Number three, Santa Claus, Go Straight to the Ghetto. Number two, Prisoner of Love. And number one, If I Ruled the World for Tyrone Davis. Number five, TL had Can You Feel It. Number four, In the Mood. Number three, I Had It All the Time. Number two, Is It Something That You've Got? Number one, Mom's Apple Pie. For me, number five, A Woman Needs to Be Loved. Number four, It's a Miracle. Number three, I'll Always Love You. Number two, In the Mood. And number one, I Wish It Was Me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for joining us. This is T.L. Harris and Amanda Parker. Until next time, thank you for joining us. And Soul Lives Forever. Thank you for joining us. and we are off the air, and I'll call you in a second.
Okay.
All right.